No. At this point in time, there's no surgery with Kennard. But when you look at the Miami passing game, you look at a talented quarterback who can run, who has all the throws, and has a nice skill set to work with.
Will Kennard practice today?
No.
How about Eric?
How'd Kennard start? I just covered him yesterday. I said he's not working. He's not working. Kennard's not going to work.
But Eric might work today.
Who?
Yeah.
Flowers? Yeah, he's going to try to go.
Tom, can you put your finger on one thing that this team would have to do, say, in the clutch Monday night, a minute?
Make a play to win the game. Finish the game. You know, you're whether you're ahead 20-10 or whatever it is, you're looking at 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Make some plays to finish the game. If it's 4 minute, keep the ball. Make some first downs. If it's defense, make a play. You know, we had them in fourth and six. How many times has that type of thing happened? Get it over with. Get them out.
Tom, why doesn't this team, the perception on the outside is the talent simply isn't good enough, but if talent's good enough for 58 or 59 minutes, what fails in the clutch?
The fails part of it is just what I'm trying to say is at the point where you need to make a play to win a game, that's not taking place for whatever reason. We're not making the plays at the critical times to secure the win.
Any concerns about Prince's ability to bounce back?
No. No, I think he'll bounce back.
I mean, he's always been a confident kid.
He's been confident. He's been tough, resilient.
Tom, with regard to Josh, I mean, he made so many in a row.
Yeah.
Do you look at that just kind of as a blip or an aberration there?
He's made so many in a row. You know, he is human. And it's unfortunate it happened at that time. It goes along kind of what Kim's saying, okay? You have a chance to make the difference in a game, make the difference. That's what we play for. You know, you play to be responsive, you know, and Josh has done a great job. Look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. But on that particular kick, it wasn't going to be.
Your confidence. Well, Miami's had some vulnerability against the run. Would you look to, try to assert yourselves that way?
We do every week. We try to, and we'll do the same thing.
Tom, I'm sorry, I'm going to press this, but the perception on the outside that the personnel here simply isn't good enough.
You've been on that one for a while.
I understand that, but it continues to be the perception that, hey, what can they do?
This is, well, if we can lead like you just said, if we can be ahead at the end of three quarters, then finish the game and win the game. We have to be good enough.
Did you feel better about your pass rush last week with that alignment with Jason on the left and Robert on the right?
I felt better about our pass rush because whatever side Jason was on, he played a better game. And he felt, you know, the conditioning aspect, the things that he'd worked with over the course of the time that he's been back was starting to come together. So I felt better about that, yes.
Did Ayers look different to you as well?
Ayers has been pretty solid playing inside all year long, if you've noticed that.
Tom, in working with the running backs, as many running backs as you have, are you looking for somebody in that group to assert himself?
Yeah, take over the job. Anytime anybody wants to be the guy, that's fine. I'm all for it. There's a different skill set along the way, and we're trying to utilize them all.
Tom, with the O-line, will what transpires at practice today pretty much determine who's your...
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how Flowers does. You know, I have to be optimistic about the kid. He's a tough kid. He's bounced back before when they said he wasn't going to be able to go, and he's gone. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes today.
Newhouse's back is better?
Yeah, he's better. He's feeling better. I'm not going to tell you he's all the way there, but he's feeling better.
Back to Prince, what did you see on film that allowed Marshall to have so much success?
Marshall's a good player. He's had a big, strong player, and he's had lots of success this year. Prince was in position, but not in position a couple of times, and the size, speed, and ability of the player. Prince made a couple of plays and could have made a couple more.
A couple weeks ago when they asked you about Bobby Hart, and I'm paraphrasing, you said that he's coming along. There's some things that we want him to do better. What have you seen from him since then? Is he getting better?
He's coming along. There are some things we'd like him to do better. Yeah. He's a young guy who's got one of those really sharp personalities, and he wants to do everything, wants to learn, and wants to play, and so on. And there's some things, obviously, that have to be improved on. But I certainly do like the way he approaches it.
Has he put himself in the top five where you have to find him a spot?
Well, if everybody was healthy and on the field, he would be close to being in that, but due to the fact that we have some injuries, he's naturally been catapulted into the position he's in.
Tom, have the injuries on the offensive line been the biggest thing to work against the running game in your mind?
Well, they haven't helped.